Every last Sunday in the month of January has been set aside as World Leprosy Day to raise global awareness on this deadly ancient disease and call attention to the fact that it can be prevented, treated and cured. It is also to draw the attention on the need for continued investment to ensure that every person affected with leprosy receives treatment as early as possible. Leprosy, one of the oldest recorded diseases in the world, it is an infectious chronic disease that targets the nervous system, especially the nerves in the cooler parts of the body, the hands, feet and face. Speaking with Radio Nigeria, the chairman, Integrity, Dignity and Economic Advancement, the body that cater for people affected with leprosy, Mr. Jimo Ahmed, who called for more sensitization to end stigma and discrimination, said the availability of the soft loans would encourage the people to venture into other businesses since their farmlands had been encroached.
If we have soft loan that we can just use, some that are still selling something, we have some people that are selling baby, pure water, but the capital is the only problem there.
Mr. Ahmed also stressed the need for governments to provide scholarship for the children of the people affected with leprosy, which he said would alleviate their plight. The chairman, who commended the media for their time-to-time reportage and visits to the community, said the association was doing its best at discouraging members against street begging. Also, an elder in the community, Mr. John Odunewu, who had been living in the community since 1973, appealed to the government and well-meaning individuals to assist them through empowerment programs. One of the children who spoke on the condition of anonymity said he felt bad when he was addressed as a child whose parent was affected with leprosy. The medical director, General Medical and Hansen Clinic, Elega Abeokuta, Dr. Olanrewaju Anifowose, explained that the essence of the World Leprosy Day was to change attitude and increase public awareness of the fact that leprosy could be easily prevented and cured. Dr. Anifowose said, contrary to the old belief that people could be inflicted with the disease, identified poor diet and unhygienic environment, as well as failure to commence treatment early, as some of the risk factors for transmission.
The main target or goal of Leprosy Day is to remove discrimination and stigma, which is historical and still exists strong in our community, and also to know that it can be treated effectively within a year of effective drugs, and treatment is also free.
Dr. Anifowose appealed to the people to show more love to the affected persons and diseased from stigmatization. In Abeokuta, Olusegun Folarin, Radio Nigeria.